Welcome to Grace to All. I'm your host, Paul Gray. You've probably used the word grace, sang Amazing Grace, or said grace at a meal. But did you know that God's grace is way better than we can even imagine, and that you and all people already have an abundant supply of God's unlimited amazing grace? Today, we're going to hear the truth about God's amazing grace to all people. So, sit back, relax, and prepare to be inspired and awakened to the amazing treasures that you already possess. This is truth that you can handle. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Grace to All with Paul Gray. And man, I am excited today to have my friend Nicole Jansen with me. The first podcast, or maybe the second that I ever was on somebody else's show, was with her and kind of broke the ice for me. And she was very gracious to lead me through that experience. And gosh, her personality and her warmth just come right through the microphone. And it's great for me to catch up with her again. For those of you who might not yet know Nicole, she's a business breakthrough coach. She's a human behavior specialist. She's a keynote speaker. You know, there are very few people that can captivate both an audience of like five or six people, and also be able to inspire a large group of a few thousand with a message that touches them all deeply. She's one of those rare people that can do that. She's a business owner and entrepreneur, has been for over 30 years. She's helped thousands of leaders and organizations earn millions of dollars by bringing massive value to the marketplace. And she just has a deep passion for helping people discover their greatness and to live life at the next level. And she's become a very in-demand speaker and coach in her region. Her message is one of empowerment and focus and relentless commitment to being the best that you can be. And that the road to success is paved with conscious awareness and inspired action and fostering meaningful connections with others. And that's what we're doing here today as we talk about how God's love and grace has impacted us. And so, Nicole, welcome. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having me, Paul. I'm excited to be here and excited to continue the conversation. You know, it was great having you on the Leaders of Transformation and sharing your heart and the grace that you've experienced and that you share with others. And so, yeah, I'm excited to be here.
Well, thank you. As I was looking back and reading some things when I did that, you were excited that you had 150 podcasts. And now, about a year and a half later, so you've got 250 and growing, or probably more than that. And so that's exciting for you. I noticed that in something that you posted, and you have the great group that people that you interview and people interact on it. And you mentioned that 4 years ago at 4:30 in the morning, you had your words were a divine download. And you heard from God that you're going to do a podcast. It's going to be called Leaders of Transformation, and you're going to interview difference makers and world changers. Go. And you have. So tell us about your relationship with God, your hearing God's voice, and how your growing understanding of God's grace and unconditional love has actually affected your relationships with other people in your life.
Great question. Yeah, lots in there we can talk about. Well, you know, you talk about hearing God's voice. Yes, that was a divine download. And I had no interest in doing a podcast. So it wasn't my idea. And so I was being obedient to launch it and said, okay, let's see where this goes. And what a blessing that has been. And sometimes we don't know where it's going to go. We just got to trust. And it takes a little while sometimes for us to get to that point. When I was younger, I've always been very driven. My parents were entrepreneurs. I started my business when I was very young. I also helped them to develop a successful business, and we partnered in that business. And when I was in my mid-20s, I remember things were not going well in a particular area of my business. And I was like, God, could you just bless me here? And he finally said to me, will you stop telling me where to bless you? Let me bless you where I think is best. And I was like, and it was literally, I think God talks to everybody differently and based on our personality, and I teach personality. So it's kind of fun. You know, my personality being the driven, focused person, it's almost like he had to, you know, up the side of my head, which is pretty much what that felt like. And so I was like, oh, okay. And as soon as I let go of my agenda and my control of that, things started to change. And he chose to actually take me out of that business and into what I'm doing now. But I would have never gone and even seen that as a possibility had I not released the control and just said, God, I trust you. I receive your blessing. I receive your grace in my business, whatever that business looks like, and whatever you've called me to do. So that's the first part of the question. And I learned gradually, and it's a habit. It's a habit to listen, to stop and to listen without an agenda, other than the agenda of, I just want to hear God's voice. And so for me, it's been a practice of learning and stopping. And oftentimes I'll get ahead of myself, you know, and I'll be going. And I'm thinking, I need to stop. I need to get still and quiet so that I can hear what God has to say about this situation, rather than my own over-determination to make it look a certain way. I'm a big believer. I don't think there's the other side of it, of course, is when people think of the saying, you know, wait upon the Lord. They think it's sit on their couch and wait for God to do it all. That's not it either, of course. No. You know, God can't steer a parked car anyway. So, I mean, he could, I guess he could. He can do anything. But he's not going to steer a park. You know, you got to be in motion and then look for that guidance. So anyway, in terms of the other part of the question, when you talked about unconditional love and grace and how I've seen that show up, I've always loved people. I've always cared about people. I've been much more task oriented in my life, but I do love people. And we built a business where we had a lot of people in large team. And so always interacting, encouraging people and so forth, and teaching personalities, really appreciating the different personality styles, appreciating the strengths in each person. I think that is something that God has really worked on me with. And really, I love the personalities. I look at the personalities, and there's the way I teach it with the DISC is that there's four primary personality types. And then there's, you know, the combination, everybody's a combination of all four personality types. And there are strengths to every personality type, and there are blind spots. And that's the reality of it. And so not everybody has all the strengths. Not everybody has, you know, strictly weaknesses. And realizing that God made us that way with both strength and also with the blind spots or the weaknesses, so that we can complement each other. One of my favorite quotes is Mother Teresa. She said, you know, I can do what you can't do, and you can do what I can't do. Together, we can do great things. And so when it comes to unconditional love, I have to say that the place that it really showed up for me was in my marriage. When I got married, and I married for life, married the man of my dreams. And very early on, he decided he didn't want to be married. He changed his mind and was having to go find himself. And that was really hard for me because my parents have been married for many, many years, been through the thick and thin. My brother, the same, just committed, you know, into marriage. You get married for life. And it's not a let's see how it goes kind of thing. And so for that to happen, it really shook me. And initially, I was like, why, God? You know, I've loved you my whole life. And why do I deserve this? And so I questioned God. I questioned myself. And I went through a process of really digging deep into self-acceptance and self-love and so forth. But then there was a point where I said, God, what do I do with him? Like, what do I do in this situation? Do I leave? Do I stay? And I remember very specifically being at the beach for over 7 hours and just sitting there and saying, God, I want to hear from you. And towards the end, the sun was going down. I was like, I guess I need to go drive back. And I was out past Malibu and just sitting on the side of the road in my car. And all of a sudden, it was like I just started to journal. And it was like this download, you know, and the essence of it was love your husband. Love your husband. And I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to love my husband. My husband doesn't want to talk to me right now. And to be fully transparent, we were living in the same place, but we were living in separate rooms. And I knew he was cheating on me, but he wasn't admitting that. And so there was a lot going on. So it's one thing to say you can love people when they're lovable, right? But it's a different thing when you're like, love somebody who doesn't actually want your love and is blocking it and totally getting the cold shoulder. So I'm like, love your husband. How am I supposed to do that? So initially I went back and I was like trying to like, I love you, honey. I love you. I believe in you, which I totally do and still do to this day, even though we're not married today. And so I started doing that. And then he moved out, right? Then it's like, okay, God, well, what do I do now? Right? Like now he's not even here. Like I can't talk. And he didn't want to talk to me. He wouldn't answer, you know, he was just totally shut off for about 2.5 years. In fact, I didn't hear from him or didn't talk to him, hear his voice or see him for over 18 months. And in that process, I'm like, Lord, you told me to love my husband. How do I do that? I can't even talk to him. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll send him like a spiritually, right? Energetically, mm-hmm. I'll just start sending love. And so I started mm-hmm. doing that. And initially I thought, okay, well, I'm going to send him love and he's going to heal and he's going to come back. Everything's going to be great. And what I realized in the process of doing this is that, yes, it was love him. So I could send him love because that's what he needed in the moment, right? At that time, more than anything. And the grace and the acceptance of loving him unconditionally. But what I realized before I got to that point was how much me learning how to unconditionally love him, no matter what he does, I realized the grace and the love that God had for me with all my flaws and all my mistakes and how much it healed my heart. And so it got to the point where it didn't matter what he did or didn't do, or whether he ever came back. I was complete. I was whole and complete because I had gotten to that point where I realized, wow, this is the gift. This is the gift for me in this process. He ended up coming back, actually. We started filing divorce papers because he was gone for 2.5 years. And I said, if you're going to be gone, and I respect, you know, I love you. I will always love you. But you're making your choices and that's what it is. And we started the paperwork and then he actually decided. It was funny because when we were standing at the courthouse to go and file the paperwork and accelerate the process, he said to me, I hope one day you'll forgive me. And I said, I've already forgiven you. In fact, I thank you because even though you didn't do it for that reason, but in the process of all of this, I got to see a side of me that I could heal a part of me that I didn't know need to be healed. And I got to experience God at a much deeper level and his love and unconditional love and learn how the depth of love and forgiveness we can have for each other and gratitude for each other. I actually want to thank you. And it blew him away. Anyway, long story short, we ended up getting back together after a few months and talking through, and he said he really wanted to get back together. And you know what? It still didn't work out. A year later, he went off again and decided that he wanted to be single. And so was Oates somewhere. And I still said to him, I said, I will always love you. I will always believe in you. I'm disappointed with your decision because I'd love to be married. You know, I committed to you for life. But that forgiveness, that love, that unconditional love is not just loving people who do things the way you think that they should do it. It's loving them regardless because of who they are. And even with him, he said to me, he said, you know, you see the potential, you see who I can be. And I said, no. I see you. When I look at you, I see you as who you really are inside. I get glimpses here and there. I get to see that. And in my heart, and maybe that's just me, the way I look at it, I'm like, we're seeing him as God has created him as a beautiful human being that he said to me, you deserve more. And I said, yes. And you know what you deserve? So you deserve to be loved. You're worthy of love. It doesn't matter. I mean, yes, we do things or there's consequences to it. I'm not going to accept living in a relationship that's open like that. But it doesn't take away from the fact that I still love him. And I think that God demonstrates that for us. And he's saying, I love you regardless of what you do. And actually, at one point, my husband said to me, he said, you're so amazing. And I said, well, I appreciate that. But yeah, you got to understand that that's not me, as the human nature is not that, right? That's God's love working through me, sharing it with you. So yeah, I know that's quite transparent, more than you probably expected, but that's how, for me, that unconditional love and being able to share that with others. And it has helped me in my coaching to not judge people when I meet them and they're doing something that I don't agree with or living a lifestyle that is not my preference or doing things that are hurtful, is to understand that we're all on our journey and I'm not in the position to judge. God is the only person that knows someone's heart. So he's the only one in the position to be able to judge them.
Nicole, I'm blown away. Transparency, kind of at a level where I rarely hear it. And I thank you so much for sharing that. I mean, you're the epitome of what I hope people will take God's unconditional love and grace and turn around and give it to other people and be able to see other people as he does. You know, that's my goal in helping people to do that. And boy, you're a great example of doing that, and probably
a work in progress.
Well, yeah, aren't we all? But we, you know, in a situation that's about as tough as it can get, gosh, I'm just not happy that any of that happened for you, but I'm thrilled with the way that you're trusting God in that. And the words that you said, you know, seeing people through his eyes as he sees them. He's the only one who knows people's hearts, but he knows the good in all of us. He knows the way he made us all. He knows the garbage that we've gone through and the, you know, the poor choices that we've made and stuff, but he still loves us unconditionally. And he wants us to do that with everybody else, even in the worst of situations. Now, that's where the rubber hits the road.
And hurting people hurt people. I mean, that's the reality. When you, I think one of the most difficult things in relationship, teaching personality dynamics in workshops and so forth, somewhere along the way, I came up with this saying, and I said, you know, rather than frustration, choose fascination. When somebody frustrates you, the only reason why they frustrate you is because they're not doing what you think they should be doing. And who are you to tell them and to have an opinion about what you think they should be doing? I've done this. I mean, that's why I learned this, right? It's not, you know, and so I'm like, oh, wow. And then that's where those revelations come, you know, it's like, okay, Nicole, like, you know, up the side of the head. So you're doing that. And so, yeah, you know, we get frustrated with people. There's conflict because we think people should be a certain way. And when you realize, or we're hurt by them. And if you realize that this is actually nothing, like I realized in my relationship at one point, my marriage, I was like, you know what I realized? As much as, yeah, you got to take responsibility for, I had to take responsibility for my own involvement in what I did to create this situation. And there was a point where I realized this has actually nothing to do with me. Beyond this point, this has actually nothing to do with me. He is not rejecting me. This doesn't have to do with my worthiness. I am whole and complete. I am worthy and I have value no matter what he does, no matter what he says, because it's not based on what he says and does. And to realize that, or anybody, they're coming from their viewpoint, and hurting people hurt people. So some of the people that are the most rude or nasty, I look at it now and I just see it through a different lens. And I'm like, wow, that person is so hurting. They're having such a rough day or whatever. So I realize this has nothing to do with me. They're not being mean to me. They're not, as one of my mentors says, people don't do things to you. They do things for themselves. And so in that, it gives you a level of compassion and empathy for them to realize that this is what's going on for them. You just happen to be the person that's showing up and getting the brunt of it.
Boy, that level of insight that you have there is astounding. Really, I mean, that's, I'm just fascinating listening to you and hearing the things that you're understanding and that God's revealed to you about human nature. And I can see why a lot of people want to work with you and have you help them with their personality, with their business, with all the things that they're doing. It. I know you're helping lots of people.
You know, I appreciate that. And it's a work in progress. And it is, do you name your show? It is by grace. It is by grace.
It is indeed. And I can't believe this has gone by so quickly. I sure hope we can do it again and maybe again and again, and that I can get to know you even better. I hate to wrap things up, but it's time to do that. Tell people how they can read your things, how they can see your videos, how they can get in touch with you, maybe talk to you about helping them.
Sure. So my website is discovertheedge.com. There's certainly a lot of resources on there. Through that, you can also access the podcast, which you're on there. And it also has its own website, leadersoftransformation.com. There's over 250 episodes now. And for your episode, they can type in Paul and yours will come up. And there's a search field to be able to do that. But yeah, and of course, I'm all over social media. So whether it's through Nicole Jansen or through Discover the Edge or the Leaders of Transformation, you can certainly find me. I'm all over social media.
And there are a lot of great interviews. I'm going to go just a minute longer. I listened last night or a couple of days ago when you interviewed the orchestra conductor who talked about, and music is my background. I was a band director and a trumpet player, but man, it was just fascinating how what he does to get people, to help people through literally sitting them in the chairs in the orchestra. And I won't go into that, but I'd encourage people to go to your, what name would they type in to get that interview?
That's Roger Nirenberg.
Roger Nirenberg, yeah.
Symphony orchestra, what do they call it? Composer, sorry, yeah. Composer, brilliant. Music paradigm.
Yeah, gosh, that was fascinating to me. And so you get to talk to lots of fascinating people, and you're one of them as well. So Nicole Jansen, thanks again for being on with me. We're going to sign off now. Thank you all again for listening to this episode of Grace to All with Paul Gray. And I'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Grace to All. For more about us, how we can serve you, and our special guest, please visit www.gracewithpaulgray.com. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode, and to join our Facebook group, Grace to All, where you'll be inspired and awakened to more truth that you can handle.